You live longest in Ravensden, would you say?
Yes. Yes. Oh, definitely. Yes, yes, definitely. Yes. Yes.
Well, tell me about it just as a building and a place. I mean, how many were accommodated there at any one time?
I do wonder. There could have been about 16 right. trainees, I should think, not more than 16.
No, right.
I remember the girl in the kitchens, Carrie, she was quite a character.
Oh,
she was a land girl, but she worked in the kitchen, did the cooking.
That's
interesting. And I remember the beetroot sandwiches, which we took out just about every day.
How did you do all that hard physical work on beetroot
sandwiches? I don't know.
And do you remember the wardens?
Yes, Miss Bremner.
Oh, Miss Bremner. I've heard of Miss Bremner.
Yes, Miss Bremner. She was a very nice. I think she was. Was she Irish?
I don't know. Was she the one that liked corgis, or am I getting confused with another?
She had a Labrador.
She had a Labrador. Yeah. Yeah. Miss Bremner. I've seen her.
Miss Bremner. Yes. She had a nice sitting room.
Yes.
Which you could have a good chat with.
Yes.
She was a bit. I think she was a bit moody, but it wasn't much of a job, was it? No.
And was there an assistant warden of some kind?
No.
Because it was a smaller.
It was smallish. Yes. Right. I haven't any. I think I've any. Well, I have got outside photos of it, but not the house.
Yeah.
I had a room on my own.
Right. And, gosh, that was quite.
And Betty and Maureen were in another room on their own because they were residents.
Yes. Yeah.
And then the girls were in. I think it's two rooms, dormitories with bunk beds, and I used to have to wake them up.
Ah, right,
yes,
so you did
that was our duty, to wake them up.
The assistant warden would do that.
Oh, right, right. So I think Maureen, Betty and I took it in turns a week each to wake the girls up.
So you were the three trainers, were you, in effect?
Yes.
So you did what training? What were you
well,
were
the arable land. I took them out
in the
van.
Range, yeah.
Yeah.
And really, had you got, had the other trainers got your kind of qualification?
I don't think so.
No, you've done the full-time course.
Well, I've done that right.
And you had the experience. So
Yes.
But who were the, what's the full name of the other trainers? Can you remember that?
Well, it was Maureen.
Yeah. Maureen.
And Betty.
What was the second name, Maureen?
Maureen Daly.
Daly, yeah. Mm. And she was responsible for what?
For the cows.
Cows,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes, they taught them to milk.
Right. And what was the third one doing then?
Betty Davis.
All right.
Yes, Betty Davis was the other one.
Yes.
They were together more or less.
All right, yes.
And then they had Jack Stewart.
Yes.
Have you heard of him? Come
I've
across
heard
him.
Of him. Yes.
Yes, he was a WARAG employer.
Yes.
I don't know what his actual position was, but
he
certainly had
over.
He, no, no, right. he had overseeing of Ravensden Farm.
Right. Yes.
Yeah, he had the overseeing.
Right. Right.
I don't think he did anywhere else, but he lived in Bedford and he used to be out every day.
Yes. And was Ravensden then the key training place post-war, so to speak? I mean, do you happen
to
know?
Well, I didn't know of another one.
No,
I don't know if Luton Hoo was still doing it.
My impression is that people, certainly post-war, went to Ravensden.
Went to Ravensden, yes.